ready for the deleting the thing. So let me grab some. Right there.
Yeah. The one that's jumping up and down?
Yeah.
A reader? Who's a reader?
Yes, she is.
Gonna,
okay.
Who's going to...
Kate is going to do the flag.
I have
Kevin, you have a reader?
Do I have a reader?
For the flag? The pledge? And the one to hold the flag? One to hold and one to read.
Okay, we didn't get a signed flag. Should we take...
Sure.
Do you want to read?
I want
to hold the flag. You got to have the best one to hold the flag. Okay.
Yeah.
There's always somebody assigned to...
And a reader.
Okay, when that signs the person says, just get somebody off the red line. Oh no, you want to pick a reader? Or you want me to pick a reader?
I need someone to read.
I'll get a reader. Okay,
your attention, please. Your attention, please. You have entered the square of respect. Put your toes on the line. Stand at attention. All eyes on me. God calls us to be still. God calls us to be filled with joy. Are you guys happy to be here tonight? Okay, who said no? I'm happy to be here. All right, let's have your feet together, hands beside you. Stand at attention. Present colors. I hear talking. No talking.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now, the Christian flag.
And to the Savior, whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. Amen.
Do you believe that?
Yes!
Post colors! How many of you brought your sword tonight? Starting tonight, when you bring your Bible, you will receive an Awana dollar. You need to bring your Bible. Why?
Because it's
Because it's God's Word. Why? Because we want to learn about who God is. Why should we learn about the Bible?
It talks about God.
And it talks about our relationship with God. All right, I want to tell you guys a story. And I need your full... No, everyone stand up. You stand up. You have plenty of time to sit. That's my sword. I believe in that. I don't go anywhere without that Bible. Last week, someone asked me a question about, did God make us action figures? That was you. You know, I thought about that a lot this week. There's no interrupting me. Thank you. A couple of us were talking about God's creation. God existed, always has existed. And for a moment, he decided that he wanted to create something. So he spoke it. And the universe, all the planets, all the stars were made. God said it, and it happened. Then God said, I want something to help me with my creation. So he created angels, terrestrial beings. And their job was to take care of his creation, oversee it. And then one of those angels, he decided to be better than God. His name was Satan. And he challenged God. He said, you know something? Your creation is not so great. It's flawed. You know why it's flawed? Because you gave us an opportunity to do what we want to do. So God created Earth, this little blue marble that spins in space, and he put Adam and Eve on it. Now this planet, the Garden of Eden, was perfect. There was no tears. Nobody was, Adam and Eve weren't sad. There was no pain. There was no suffering. And there was no death. He put a tree in the center of the garden and he called it the Tree of Life. That Tree of Life is Christ.
Why are you holding an apple?
Why am I holding an apple?
Yeah. Is it from the Tree of Life?
Then there was another tree. And that tree was the tree of good and evil. You know what? God said to Adam and Eve, he said, don't touch it. Don't touch the tree of good and evil. Because when you touch the tree, when you take from the tree of good and evil, and you take from it, you disobeyed me. You broke my rules. You see, what God wants to do is he wants to protect us. But most of all, God wants us to trust him. He wants us to be obedient. 157 times the word trust is in the Bible. He knew that we couldn't be trusted because the flesh wanted to touch what was told couldn't be theirs. And you're all touching it, not all of you. There came a promise then that Satan said, you know what, God? Your creation's not so great. It's broken. You know what God said? He said, my son, Jesus, is going to pay the debt for Adam and Eve's sin of disobedience. But you see, God wasn't done with the trust thing. He gave us his son. And he gave us a free will to trust that Jesus is the Son of God. He wants us to be obedient. He wants us to come home to him, to that perfect place of no pain, no suffering, no death. That's what the Word of God is about. Now, some of you may have your questions, and I don't have time to field those questions. But when someone says, you can take the apple. Someone said, you know, well, what about this and what about that? Well, what's the Bible say about this and what does the Bible say about that? And some of the questions can't be answered. You know why? This is one of my favorite verses. It is Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may all do all the works of the law. God is the secret mystery, and He wants you and I to trust Him in everything. Everything that you're going through, He wants you to trust Him. When you're sick and mom says you'll get better, you need to trust God. When you're going through good times, you got to trust God that you'll still remain the victory.
Right.
Right. And He wants us to be right in righteousness by obeying Him.
And I did that.
You did. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, thank you for life. We thank you, Father, for your Son who gave us eternal life. Father, I ask that you would lean on us. Help us to grow even closer and stronger in our trust in you, that we can become righteous in our act of obedience. Father, I thank you for this church. I thank you for the volunteers that give so much of their life for these young ones. And for my young brothers and sisters in Christ, Father, I ask that you would open the eyes of their heart and unreal the mysteries of your secrets through your word. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. You are dismissed, my friends. Thank you.
My answer to the action figures is that you die for your action figures. So we are different.
We'll keep working on that one. It's yours.
Thank you. Good job. I wouldn't die for my action figures.
Careful what you say. You might get tested on that one.
Well, you're a lot more than that.
Thank you.